नमस्कार, स्वागत है आपका। हेलो, यू आर लिसनिंग टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक।
गुड मॉर्निंग, वेलकम टू news18.com's डे ब्रेक एंड हियर इज अ राउंड अप ऑफ ऑल द न्यूज दैट यू कैन नॉट अफोर्ड टू मिस। Zaira Wasim, the 17-year-old star, took to social media to complain about sexual harassment on a Mumbai-bound flight. Now, a 39-year-old man stands arrested in the case. Rahul Gandhi is likely to assume the reins of the Congress on December 16, marking a generational shift in the grand old party when his mother and the longest-serving president would formally hand over the baton to him. After being battered in the Test series, the Sri Lankans produced a stunning display of ruthlessness to first restrict India to 112 and then chase the runs down to 20.4 overs to register a 7-wicket victory in the opening game of the 3-match series. Find out more on news18.com. Two brothers were lynched after they fired in the air at a religious program at Surajpur in West Bengal's Malda district. Police said the angry villagers chased the brothers with sticks and rods. The bomb caught hold of them and beat them up severely. Both died on the spot. Their house was also set on fire. Our correspondent reports from West Bengal. Second-year MA History students of Banaras Hindu University, while appearing for an exam, were asked questions relating to Rani Padmini and her Johar, sacrifice by self-immolation. Bihar Chief Minister and JDU President Nitish Kumar wants a nationwide liquor ban. Find out more only on our website. Rajasthan, the land of sun and sand, recently witnessed a spike in crimes targeting minority communities. Whether it is the ruthless hacking of a daily wage migrant labourer or the butchering of a meat seller on suspicion of selling cow meat, the pattern of violence towards minorities in Rajasthan, however, is not new and has spanned over several decades. News18.com pieces together the most prominent attacks over minorities in the last 2 years. In all these cases, there have been no legal convictions till date. Time for some opinion. Agree or disagree? If pharmacies in India are trained to recognize the symptoms of tuberculosis, they can help control both the spread of the disease and the resistance to the first-line antibiotics, says a newspaper in the Journal of Clinical Tuberculosis and Other Mycobacterial Diseases. The paper also noted that the pharmacies can tilt the management of TB patients for the better or worse through the sheer number, about 8 lakh pan-India, the availability and the long open hours, and the fact that the most medication, including antibiotics, is available over the counter. Looking at the current political landscape in the country today, one must wonder how people vote. What makes people decide in favor of one political party? Dheeraj Sharma writes for news18.com about the agenda setting in political campaign management. According to many, a month ago, the possible and the plausible hysterics of the Gujarat Assembly elections were youth, employment and GST. However, the new hysterics have emerged now and they are caste, Ram Mandir and religion, writes Sharma. Find it out only on news18.com. That's all for today, friends, and please join us tomorrow for news18.com's Daybreak. And in case you have suggestions for us to improve on, do mail us at webeditors@nw18.com.
Thank you for joining in. Stay tuned for more.